When it comes to investing in innovation, trust the experts. Robo Global provides laser-focused investment portfolios that deliver access to robotics, AI, and healthcare innovation globally. The H-Tech portfolio captures the technologies transforming the medical space, providing unique exposure to best-in-class companies. Investors, turn to this diversified approach backed by research from the experts. Learn more today at roboglobal.com/HTEC.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And joining us in the studio this evening is...
Marion Conter.
Well, hello there.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
When Adeline found out that you were coming on the show, she was a little bit excited today.
Oh no, why?
I used to watch you on Channel V.
Oh my
news.
God.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That was it.
And
you
and
said
as,
more than that.
No,
come
no,
on,
as
to
well
be
as
fair.
Our fashion shows, you know, Rizalman. Actually, the last I met you was at Rizalman's show.
Oh, really?
Together with Azura.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, it was quite a long time ago.
Huh? Mm.
I remember exactly when that was because I was pregnant with Liam, my son, but I was hiding it. And I was trying my best not to show because I was
you
just
did it well.
Starting to show.
Right.
Yeah, and then I think that was the last event I attended because after that I was huge.
You haven't done anything since?
Oh, well, I mean, it was just an event I went for. I'm really not doing much now.
I mean, because I mean, looking, we have these stalker sheets, of course, right? So, E! News Asia, Paparazzi on Channel V, ATV Quickie, One in a Million. The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since then?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Popping babies out.
Popping babies.
Honestly,
that's a full-time job.
It's a full-time
job. That
is
the hardest job I've ever had.
Has it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How's it
for
been
real?
So far?
I mean, why do you really want to be bored by my mom talk?
Of course.
There's really
course.
Nothing much to say.
Of course.
No, I mean, I think I worked my BUTT off. Can we say that?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've been out of the scene for so long. I don't know what's allowed anymore. But I've been working my, you know, butt off.
Mm-hmm.
I was working my butt off before I got married and up till 2010. And that was the year I got married as well. And I had my two, probably the biggest shows of my life, Biggest Loser Asia and E! News Asia, at the same year. And then also planning a wedding. So when I wrapped both shows, I got married in December, I remember. And then I continued right after getting married. I got pregnant almost right away. But I continued hosting E! For a while. But I was also very sick, so I had to be replaced for a while in my first trimester and, of course, in my third trimester because I was traveling to Singapore to shoot the show. And, I mean, by the third trimester, really, my doctor was like, I think you need to stop.
Right.
So, and then I continued. I had a baby, and I continued hosting for a little bit more. And then the show itself wrapped. And then I was pregnant again with baby number two. And
that's happy news.
Yeah, it was fabulous news. And it all just kind of worked out because I think by then I was like, I need to really spend quality time with the kids. And the show was no more. And I just kind of, I never really did much after that and just focused on the kids and then had another one recently too. So
congratulations.
So, I mean... It begs the question now then, I mean, are you going to be doing more stuff or is this just all mummy work now?
To be honest with you, I don't make plans much. The only things I've really made plans for would be having my children and I really wanted to have them at a certain time and have them, you know, in a certain age gap, and I was so blessed that I was able to control that because I was like, okay, 2 years, let's go, you know, told my husband, baby, let's get to work. And it kind of, you know, happened. I was very, very blessed. And I'm just really focused on them because they're so small. And if I work, people constantly, you know, even until today, like I get questions online or just random people I meet, like, come back on TV, you know?
But do you miss it?
You know what? I do miss it when I think about it. And like you're asking me now and I think about it. Yes, I do. But it would have to be a show that I would have to be really excited about
it. Right, right.
You know, the content and everything. And of course, with my kids being so small, Anything that would require me to travel long distances for a very long time away from them, I don't think I could commit to that. But so,
have you ever thought of like maybe a parenting show?
No. I think that's the last thing I would do. That's my life right now. So right. I think a show I do would probably be something that would take me away from the world of parenting. But I mean, you never say never. You never know.
Skydiving kind of show. Yeah. Something like total opposite. You know?
Possibly.
Something more fun, exciting.
All right, we've got to take a short break though. Folks, we'll be back in a minute with Marianne. Of course, you are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. But we do have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away 50 ringgit voucher from My Burger Lab. That's all they're giving us tonight.
That's right.
What's the question?
I'll take it.
Yeah. So if you want to win burger vouchers, all you have to do is just answer this question. At about 92% water per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
We'll be back in a sec. Some music coming up right now. But don't forget, we are on Twitter. We're at BFMTTON. Short break, some music. See you in a minute. BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Marion Conter. Oh, I'm sorry.
She missed the cue. It's my fault.
I was calculating my sort of age. I mean, I know my age, but I was... Never mind. Carry on.
Moving swiftly along. Folks, a quick reminder. We do have a giveaway. It is My Burger Lab 01620019000. To get your hands on some tasty swag from them, it's a 50 ringgit voucher. This is the question.
Tell us, at about 92% water per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Okay, Marion. So we're looking at the stalker sheet earlier on.
Yes, you were.
We've got
stalkers.
This whole 1 in a million, the whole ATV quickie thing, everything that we've talked about.
Yes.
How did you initially get into the industry?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at your stalker fact sheet about Marion Conter, it says that I was a broadcast and electronic communications major. I graduated from from Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I came back. Upon returning, I had decided I was going to come back to Malaysia after trying to get work in the States. And I did have a little bit of work experience. But I decided, you know what, it's time to return home. And a friend had emailed me saying, you know, they're opening this new channel. It's very new. It's an urban English channel for the younger generation. And I think you'd be great because, you know, that's what you're doing. And so we set up an interview with the bosses. Am I allowed to mention?
Yes,
you are. The bosses then. And I came back, and I'm from Penang, so I went home to Penang, and I packed my bags, came for an interview, met with them, and then I think I got a call like 2 or 3 days later saying, you know, you got the job, can you start like next week? And I was like, no, I just got back from the States, I haven't been back in like 2 or 3 years. I need some time, can I go back to Penang and just settle in for a bit, and I'll start in like 2 weeks. But they really, really needed me to get on board.
Okay.
So the channel was completely new, they had not launched. Mm-hmm. I was employee number 7.
Wow.
So my tag says... Marion, urban content executive 0007.
No.
Yes.
What number are we, Richard?
I have no idea. I think I'm about 11, 9 or 11, something like that.
That was before.
Oh, so you guys too? You were on the startup.
We've been here forever.
Part of the furniture, I would say.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Exactly, and it's such an amazing feeling to be part of something like that. I mean, I remember the office, like you said, I went with one of my bosses to shop for furniture because we had nothing. Mm. It was that new, and it was so exciting. And so I was actually hired to help produce the shows because we had, like I said, nothing. Mm. And I was part of the team that was doing the show that I first hosted called the ATV Quickie. Mm-hmm. And we were... casting people, so looking for hosts. And, you know, there were a few people, but none that were really suitable. And I think my boss just looked at me and said, because we had to go on air, and we got to that crunch, you know, that it was, we get a host or we're not going on air. And my boss said, why don't you give it a shot, Marianne? Mm. And I thought, you know the show inside out. And I said, okay, well, why not? So I did, and the rest, as they say, is history. And I just was hosting and producing for a year. And my hosting really took off, and I think the show started getting a lot of attention. Mm. And I went to my boss and I said, look, I really don't think I can do this anymore because our show was live every single night, kind of like what you guys do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was also on top of that, you know, imagine having to produce. I would start in the morning, produce the show and other shows that we were doing.
Til
and then have to get hair and makeup done and look perfect and be all chirpy and do that every single day. And I would come in on weekends as well to produce the shows.
So it's hard work.
It was a lot. And then because our show started getting a lot of traction, then a lot of media interviews and photo shoots, I was just, I had enough. And I said, I don't want to end up having to really sort of give a half-hearted sort of, I wanted to give my all to either producing or hosting. So I had to choose. And my boss said, well, I think probably hosting would be the best thing for you right now. So yeah, and I had to unfortunately give up production. But I always, in the back of my mind, I thought I can always come back to this. Mm-hmm. But of course, I never did.
You never know. You never know.
I mean, you never know. But really, because after that, then the shows just, you know, one after another started happening for me. And it just never, ever stopped.
I mean, it sounds very similar to the stuff that we do here.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, the question that I've got for you is, when you're at that kind of crossroads between presenting and producing, right? Let's forget that your boss said you should be doing presenting.
Yeah.
At the back of your mind, though, had you made your mind up which you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think I knew. I think I was relatively young at that point, and I thought, if I don't host now, and like I said, I was doing quite well, and I think gaining some sort of popularity, and I thought, if I don't do this now, then when?
Right.
You know, and I had that, like I said, my degree and everything in producing, so I thought I could always go back to that.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can always go back to it. I can even do it now. So I think I knew going into that conversation with my boss, but he kind of just sealed the deal for me, and he gave me that sort of push.
Right.
And I felt good doing it. So yeah, and then I just kind of went on from that. And did
shows. It's been rolling on for a while now, you know. I mean, we've had quite a few of the people here, the later hosts we've had here. We've had Marco D.
Yeah.
We've had Jen Chia.
We have Ginny Boy as well.
Ginny Boy's been on. A whole bunch of them have been here already.
Brendan.
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about it now, ATV Quickie?
I tune in every now and then just to see how it's going, and I've met some of the hosts. I think it's very different, obviously, from when we started, and I think the vibe and the energy that we had was, you know, like I said, we were part of this brand new channel, so it was completely different. Yet, obviously, there are similarities, but it's nice to see how the new hosts have taken it, you know, and changed it and kept up with time. So obviously, if I were to try and host the Quickie now, I'd have the young people looking at me like, Grandma, get off the channel. Like, seriously, get off the channel. And I just think it's nice, but it's almost like it's surreal when I watch it now, because it doesn't feel like...
You feel detached a little bit.
Almost detached, but at the same time, proud.
Right.
Very proud, because I was part of that team that sat down and said, we're doing this show, it's 15 minutes. I don't think we've ever had a show that was 15 minutes on TV, national TV. What are we going to call it? And we're like, Quickie. And we just looked at each other and went, seriously, guys. Seriously, local TV, and we're going to call the show The Quickie.
Right.
And we said, we started the channel with the intention of always pushing the boundaries.
Yes.
So we did that, and we stuck to it. And look at the show. It's still called the ATV Quickie.
Right.
So very proud when I look at it now. Yeah.
I mean, I totally relate. I started a show back in China many years ago. It was a music show. And it was the first English language, bilingual music show for China Radio International. They'd never had one before. And so it was a whole point of, like, how do you craft something out of nothing?
Yeah.
And you have, like, a carte blanche to do what you want.
Yes.
But you also have to realize that you are not catering for yourself.
Yes.
You have to cater for the potential audience that
of
you
course.
Have. And so when you don't know who your audience is at the first place, it's like grabbing inside like a lucky dip. You don't know what you're going to get. Very difficult, right? And now when I listen back to that show, it's still broadcasting now, and I listen back to the new hosts and the new format, and I'm like,
how do you feel?
Same.
Yeah.
Slightly detached.
Yes.
But a sense of pride
that
it's something that I created.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But it's so far away.
I mean, I didn't create this show, but I was part of that
of the creative team.
And like you said, I remember, just talking about that, I remember when we started, we would just, you know, my bosses would call their old friends at the music companies. Could you have free CDs so we can give away in our
Same.
Show?
Yeah, you know?
And then when we started sort of gaining popularity, then people would be banging on our doors.
Yeah.
We need to sponsor this. We want to give away this. And it's so crazy to see that grow.
And how it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. Like, you're literally knocking on people's doors and begging them and everything. And then all of a sudden, it's like, we need to bring somebody on your show right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay then. You know, sense of pride.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with news from page two. We've got Smarty Pants coming up in a little while.
Oh, no.
Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a bit of fun. Also, giveaway 016-201-9000. What have we got?
We're giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab. So if you want to win, just answer this simple question. Tell us, at about 92% water volume, per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Marion Gaunter.
Getting a little better. Getting a little better. Okay, folks, just a reminder, quick giveaway time, 016-201-9000, 50 ringgit voucher from My Burger Lab. Answer this question.
At about 92% water per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Potentially two answers here, right? One of them I think is fairly obvious, but the second one I think is quite difficult.
Is it melon?
No. Maybe, kind of. Why are you giving the answer away?
Can I give a hint? Can I give a clue?
Yeah.
They're both red.
Kind of. Good clue.
Think about it.
Yeah. True. Right. Okay. So, if you've got any questions for us or for Marianne, we're on Twitter at BFMTTON. Now we're going to move on to news from page two. Here we go. Sounds like this. Come on then, Adeline, give me your story.
Oh, me first.
Yeah.
Okay, so this lady, she's 53, so she suffered from a bloodied nose, a cut lip, as well as a bump on her head after tripping.
On a Friday night out?
No, it's not.
Okay, go on.
So
then.
She tripped over a pothole.
Okay, because it sounds like my mum every Friday night.
Oh my God! Is your mum listening?
Probably.
So she tripped over a pothole, and the thing is, the council refused to pay her. Where?
In Malaysia, you fall over anywhere, you're never going to get anything from the council.
You need them to fix the hole, by the way.
I have literally broken bones here in Malaysia. I broke my toe, right? Walking down the street at Uptown. Yeah. In a pair of flip-flops because the tiles were uneven. God. Who do you call? What do you say?
Ghostbusters.
Right, oh, this is in the UK.
Claim capital of the world.
So the council refused to actually compensate her.
Uh-huh, and then?
Because they said that the hole is not deep enough.
What?
I'm not kidding.
How old does it have to be?
I'm not kidding. It was 4 centimeters and it's not deep enough.
Right. Here you can fall down the drain at the side of the road and that still probably wouldn't be deep enough.
I think four or five of our colleagues have fallen into the drain not too long ago.
My question is, what kind of parties do you have going on over here? Well, that's what I want to know.
We'll invite you next time.
Yes, please.
Right. But what's the ongoing story to this? And she's still trying to claim from
them? She's still trying, but they said no because the hole is not deep enough. That's it. That's it. End of story.
I'm just wondering how
poor deep this lady, hole is. Poor lady.
She's one of these people that wants money from nothing.
Yeah,
that's,
but they didn't mention how deep the hole needed to be, actually.
She's got a cut lip and a bloody nose.
Mm-hmm. So I think the moral of the story is they should come out with an official statement that says holes need to be of a certain depth before people can sort of ask for.
And if I was that councilman, I'd be like 5.5 centimeters. You're just short, love. Just short. Okay, move on. I've got a little story. It's a little bit more heartwarming, actually. Mm. It's about a guy who unhappy with his teeth, right?
Okay.
Bear with me. And what he said was to get himself one of those invisible braces.
Yes.
Right? He wanted to get one of those.
Yes.
And he's in the States, and I'm sure you understand how expensive dental work is around the world, and particularly in the States, it can be quite expensive. Mm-hmm. It was going to be running around $8,000 for this set of braces that he had to wear for 16 weeks. Okay. So you wear it for a period of time, you then get another set, you put that in, and it adjusts your teeth to give you a nice, you know, pearly white smile. Yeah. So what he decided to do, being a university engineering student, was to 3D print his own braces.
Wow.
Right? For a fraction of the cost. It came in at something like $30 to do this. $60 to do this whole procedure. For 16 weeks, so he's printing himself off a new set of...
Go on. So he did it on his own?
Yeah.
So he has a machine?
No, he used the university machine.
Okay.
He bought the raw materials, made a cast...
Smart move.
Right? Made a cast of his own teeth, and then printed them off and whatever.
Because I was just thinking the machine is not cheap, though.
They're not cheap, right? Mm. But the problem with this is, if he'd have miscalculated ever so slightly, it could have gone drastically wrong. So he's actually printed a guide to this on his blog, and if you're interested, we'll post a link to it later on. But he's basically said, do not try this at home, because if you get it wrong, you could entirely mess up your teeth.
Right.
But for $60, I think that's a sound investment, you know? right? For those of you at home who are thinking about this and you want some of these Invisi braces, $60 is nothing.
Nothing. It's
and
way
you know how much
than a
these,
machine.
You know how much these dentists charge to do this kind of thing, right? It's expensive.
And wait, but are his teeth, is there a post
there is. There is a before and an after picture,
that's
right?
That's what I want to know.
Before on the left, after on the right. I'm showing the picture
wow.
now. It's quite a considerable difference, right? It's not bad at all. And now he says, I feel like I can freely smile again. That's the most important.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Heartwarming,
warming little story indeed. Now.
Guess what? Time is it now?
Marion, I know you're really excited about
this,
right?
Of course. I live for this.
It sounds like this. Oh.
Smarty pants.
Competitive person at all?
Very much so.
Very much so. Did you take part in the old pub quiz back in the day?
No. You know, just like in sport and stuff.
All right.
And then, yeah.
Okay, so the general idea behind this is there's 30 questions. You've got 3 minutes to answer as many as you can.
Oh, God, help
If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
All right.
Here we go. It sounds like this. In Greek mythology, what's the name of the monster with a head of a female and snakes for hair? Okay. What is the name of Sherlock Holmes' older brother, William or Mycroft?
Mycroft.
Lotus, upward dog, and warrior are all terms in which type of exercise?
Yoga.
Correct. Which actor is famous for dying in almost all of his movies, William Hurt or Sean Bean?
Sean Bean.
From which country did beef stroganoff come from, the Ukraine or from Russia?
Russia.
When a sheep is shaved, it becomes a goat. True or false?
False.
Aziz Ansari used to be on which popular TV sitcom? The Office or Parks and Recreation?
The Office.
It's the other one. Johnny Wilkinson is famous for playing which sport? Football or rugby?
Rugby.
What is the color of the genie in Disney's Aladdin?
Blue.
Complete this missing film title. Charlie and the What Factory.
Chocolate.
Which sports series is the FIFA game series based on?
Football?
Yes, yeah. Soccer.
Soccer.
What is the... Oh, I forgot. Right. What is the...
Octothonous.
That's the one.
Octothonous.
Something like that. What is the African language with the greatest number of speakers? Swahili or Oromo?
Swahili.
In which year was Saddam Hussein executed? 2005 or 2006?
2006.
What is the international dialing code for Australia?
601.
Yeah, go on.
One?
Correct. What color is the cross on the national flag of Denmark?
White.
Caliban is a character in which Shakespeare play, The Tempest or King Lear?
Tempest.
What is India's national animal, the tiger or the lion?
Lion.
Tiger.
Oh, tiger.
Chihuahua is a dog, but it's also a city in which country?
Oh. Pass.
The ultimate driving machine is an advertising slogan for which make of car, BMW or Mercedes?
BMW.
In which U.S. city are the Academy Awards held, L.A. or New York?
L.A.
Which four-letter word, beginning with B, careful, is the currency of Thailand?
But.
Which celebrity chef starred in the television program Hell's Kitchen? He swears a lot.
Gordon Ramsay.
A lack of which vitamin can result in scurvy? Vitamin A, B, or C?
C.
From which hit musical is the song I Dreamed a Dream?
Les Mis.
Who painted the very famous Mona Lisa?
Leonardo.
What color is the Muppet character Elmo?
Red.
Final question. Which fictional...
I didn't know that.
Final question. Which fictional character is known as the boy who never grew up?
Peter Pan.
Correct.
Yay! I'm smart!
Right. We're out of time, folks. We'll be back after these messages. We'll find out how well Marion did. Don't go anywhere. Some music coming up right now on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's almost time to wrap up the show here on the show. Why am I saying show twice? What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you. It's that time of night.
It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Marion Conter.
Well done. Yay.
Okay. Woo-hoo. So just before the break, we heard, a whole bunch of dings as we were going through Smarty Pants. How well do you think you did?
I think I'm pretty freaking smart.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Modest too. So what we'll do is we'll go through some of the questions
I'm
you
kidding,
got wrong
I'm
first.
Kidding.
It's fine. We'll go through some of the questions you got wrong first. And then, we'll tell you how well you did. But first, the giveaway, 016-201-9000. What are we giving away?
We're giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to My Burger Lab. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, at about 92% water per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Give you the answer at the end of the show, of course. Now, let's go through some of the questions that Marion
wrote. Not many incorrect, though. Okay, so the first one. Aziz Ansari used to be on a which popular TV sitcom? It's Parks and Recreation. What is India's national animal? It's tiger. Chihuahua is a city in which country? It's Mexico.
It's where?
Mexico.
Arriba.
Carry on.
That's it.
That was three.
That's it.
Oh, my word. Okay, all right. I better do this then, hadn't I? Hold on. It sounds a little bit like this. Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marion Counter scored 24 points.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeehaw!
That puts you in the top of the table. Well, not quite top.
Quite top, though.
But quite
so
top.
So the highest is about 27.
27, 27, 26, 25, 24. Mm. Pretty good.
Thank you, guys. I feel so smart today.
A lot of fun. Right, so we've talked about... you know, popping babies.
Yeah.
We talked about history of how you got into the industry. What are we going to see next then?
Wait. You have a hair salon?
I do. You know, that's another thing that I have on the side.
Uh-huh.
I own a hair salon. It's run by this fabulous team. We're called Hair Play because we like to play with hair.
Where's that?
We're in Publica. So if you're ever there, Richard, you too, you know, pop by for a haircut or styling, whatever.
Certainly will.
Need styling.
And, we're growing. We'll be 3 years old very, very soon, sometime this year. And we're growing, you know, slowly but surely. And I think it's just fabulous to be part of a team that helps to make a lot of women and some men feel beautiful.
Great.
What about clothing line?
We have, my husband and I do have a clothing line, actually, that's based in LA. It's called Marna Row. Marna, Marion, and NASA combined. I know. Aw. Mm. But yeah, it's extremely challenging, as you know, fashion is. It's a work in progress. I've been saying that for years. Mm-hmm. But we love fashion, both my husband and I, so we're keen to see it grow. But we're going to give it some time, and if we feel that it's really not progressing the way we would like it, then we might bring it back here. Because it's just so challenging to have a team that's entirely based in LA. And the last time I was in LA was in 2011 or 2012.
Right.
It's just because with the babies, it's just so hard for me to go.
I mean, one thing I've noticed about fashion here in Malaysia is that a lot of the kind of purchases and the looking, it's very kind of social media based right here. Is it the same in the US right now?
I mean, can I be honest with you? I would say 99% of my shopping online.
Right.
Like, I buy everything I own online. In fact, I think my entire outfit that I'm wearing tonight.
Online as well.
I purchased online. So I think, yes, I think that's the way we're moving in a lot of areas. Mm. And fashion especially as well.
Interesting.
So, wow.
Okay, so time for us to wrap up the show. As usual, at the end, we'll throw out some silly facts that we've got, and then we'll give you the answer to the quiz question.
Okay.
So you went first with your story, so I guess I go first with my fact, didn't I, right?
Sure.
I'm getting that look.
Sure.
Okay, my fact of the day is people who weigh more than others see distances as further away.
We had that fact before.
No, we did not.
We did. Not with you, with David Chu.
Ah, well, there
actually.
You go then.
What did you just say?
People who weigh more than others,
They
see distances as further away. They misjudge distances.
Okay.
David is a little bit of a bigger fellow than me, though, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, let's be honest.
Let's move on. Okay.
I love you, David. Thank you for helping out.
I love you too, David.
An octopus will eat its own arms if it gets really hungry.
It's like
I know
you.
That.
Yeah, it's like you.
I know
sashimi
that.
Sashimi time.
Sashimi time. Right, Marion, thank you very much for joining
us
on the show.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for
been
having
a pleasure.
Me.
Okay, so the question that we had from My Burger Lab was, at about 92% water per volume, which fruit contains the highest water content? There is a choice of two. The answers were...
watermelon and strawberries.
There you go, folks. If you sent those answers, somebody will be in touch with you later.
I gave
on
a big-ass clue.
Yeah, of course you did. Mm-hmm. You've basically told people the answer.
Why is it melon?
Anyway,
helping people.
Let's finish. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.